Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Random would you rather question 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hello.
Hola. Brendan, welcome to the program. Here you go. Okay, Brendan, would you rather be jabbed by a stranger's needle or be soaked by a stranger's pee?
Not you. I think I'm going with the soaked by the pee.
I'm going there every single time.
Yeah, me too, man. Just because I'm not happy about it, but I know what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, the needle thing. You don't know where that needle's been.
Nope, and you don't want to spike it.
Yeah, and this is a bad situation. The reason we asked, 150 people reported needle stabbings during a music festival over in France.
Yeah.
150. They reported being pricked with needles over the weekend. During a nationwide music festival, the French Interior Ministry said 13 cases were recorded in Paris. And so far, French police have arrested at least 12 people in connection with the attacks. The investigations are ongoing. Those needles had the date rape drug in them.
That was their speculation. I don't think they confirmed that yet, but that was their speculation.
A couple people with the day tested did.
So THB?
Maybe not
THB.
All of them.
So the thing is, there was a warning about it before the festival started, like, guys over there, apparently that's their move. It's Bill Cosby and a needle instead of a drink. And so initially I thought like one guy lost his mind and stabbed people. Then when you read the story, you find out. So it's a nationwide music festival, big like street festival. It's in pretty much every city that the festival is. It's unrelated dudes pulling that move.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of people.
Jesus,
like,
man.
If you're crowded.
They've arrested already like 18 people, okay? And these 18 people are in maybe 9 different cities. For the exact same thing. So they're going around, they're poking chicks specifically. A few guys got jabbed too, but overwhelmingly women getting jabbed with these needles.
And then as far as being peed on by a stranger, a man has been banned from United Airlines after urinating on another passenger. Nicole Cornell said that her stepdad, Jerome Gutierrez, had been flying in business class on a flight from San Francisco to Manila, the Philippines, in December when the incident happened. According to Cornell, a passenger got up from his seat, went up to Gutierrez, and began urinating on him about 4 hours into the flight as he was resting.
So it wasn't even like the guy next to him stood up and turned around. This guy physically walked down the aisle.
Gutierrez, he was asleep, he's buckled in, and was surprised when he saw the man and thought he was dreaming. Cornell alleged in an email to the outlet, however, it took her stepdad several moments before he actually could grasp what was happening.
Yeah.
So Jerome realized he was soaked from his stomach down to that man's urine. After the incident, she said the flight attendants provided her stepfather with pajamas, but allegedly warned Gutierrez not to approach the man and feared that there would be a confrontation and he would become violent.
Him?
Yes.
Well, how about me? I'm the one that got urinated on.
Correct. A spokesperson for United in a statement said that the crew asked police to meet our flight when it arrived in Manila to address the passenger disturbance. The spokesperson also noted in the company's response that it had banned the passenger that caused the disturbance.
That's fair.
From all future United flights.
I have, I accidentally
peed. Is that assault?
Yeah.
It is.
I accidentally peed on someone once. Years ago, we're teenagers, and we're hanging out in downtown Baltimore, a little place with some cover so that we can underage drink, right? And actually, it's a place where the outside of Edgar's Pool Hall, that general area.
All right.
All right, so there's a bunch of bushes and stuff, and there's benches. So I go to take a leak. I disappear behind the bushes. It's nighttime. My stream cuts loose, and I'm like, what the F? There's a homeless dude laying in the bushes. I did not see him. And this guy pops up. I mean, it scared the piss out of me. No pun intended. But I explained to him the situation. He understood the situation, but he was not happy. But there was no threat of killing me, right? It's just like, my bad. Just look where you're going to pee kind of thing. Years after that, working at a restaurant. And some guy was breaking into cars in the parking lot. This happened a couple nights in a row. So me and a couple of other guys see him. We run down. We chase this guy down. Managed to get a hold of him. One of our wait staff calls the cops. All right. So when we caught up to the guy, he kind of calmed down. Basically, it's him against four dudes. So all right, he understood. Everyone's pretty calm. The cops get there. We're going to let the cops do their thing. We got to go back to work anyway. And so we hear the cops ask him, is there anything in your pocket? And I hear the guy say, no, I'm not looking at him. We're just walking away from this. And you just hear this guy get slammed against the car. So I turn around. I look at the cop. I'm like, what the F are you doing? And the cop holds up his hand. There's this little blood prick. He's like, dude, he's got needles in his pocket. We literally just asked him this. And when I'm patting him down, I just poked myself. I was like, all right, if you got to beat his ass, you know, you go do your thing. I understand that instantly.
Yeah.
But we're just like, he asked you, is there anything in there, man? It's needles. Now the guy poked himself. Now the cop wants to kill you.
Right. Right? Now he's got to go to the hospital, too.
Exactly.
I've watched enough cop shows.
Tell
it's
them.
It's like the Miranda, right? And then it's like, right, is there anything going to stick? Prod or poke them.
Exactly.
And you hear him say it all the time.
And it's funny. I feel like they say that now because the cop just said, do you have anything else on you? The guy said no. It's like, well, dude, needles count. You know that. Come on.
Needles count.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
Hola. This is going to be a tough one.
Listener.
Oh, thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Okay. So you know that parrots can live up to 100 years, right?
What is that? What is it?
Did you know that a parrot could live up to 100 years, right?
That's why it's the worst pet ever.
Right. Would you rather adopt a parrot or get shot in the calf? You have to pick one of the two. The parrot's going to more than likely be with you for the rest of your life.
Of your life, yeah.
Of your life. So would you rather take that parrot, have to deal with it, or get shot once in the calf?
Well, I don't know. I've heard some pretty crazy stories about parrots and how loud they are, so I'm going to have to take getting shot in the calf.
You're going to take getting shot in the calf.
Granted, I think I'm right there with you.
I'm taking a parrot.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. Every day of the week. I'd rather be annoyed every day.
Parrots can go on all night long screaming and yelling, talking. You're going to deal with that every night?
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, versus being shot
for the rest of your life.
Oh, I'm taking that shot in the calf.
I am too. I'm getting shot. I'm getting shot.
You guys are going to get shot in the calf.
Yes.
So someone walks up, so I have a gun in one hand. I got a parrot in the other.
Shoot me.
You want this damn parrot? You want the gunshot? Shoot me.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming I'll survive if it's just in the calf. Then I'll be like, yeah, I've been shot.
Yeah, you're not going to die. You know, it's just the calf. All right, let me ask you this. If dogs lived as long as parrots, would you adopt a dog?
Yeah, you know what? I would be more inclined.
More inclined to adopt a dog if it's going to live.
Than a parrot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. And a
yes.
No, but I'm saying not even in that equation. Just
cat,
like,
dog, yes.
Hey, man, your dog's going to live 75 years.
If I knew I had a dog or cat that was going to live healthy for 30, 40 years, how old am I? Probably too long. yeah, shoot.
A dog's about right for you now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just thinking, man, oh, no. I don't think I can make it. I can't make it 40. I am not going to live to be 95.
Mike, would you adopt a dog if dogs lived as long as parrots?
Yeah.
It's funny, because we like dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so why do people
they're actually
parrots?
Good companions, man.
Okay, so the reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think outside of what Miles is saying, right, I think it really just depends on your age. Because if you like dogs, that would be even better. Especially like you, right? I pass it down to the kids. Right, but it's like, right, part of the, it sucks for adults. But you realize you'll outlive that dog. But it's really hard for kids. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. Like, I mean, I have a cousin, Tom, who's always had a dog with his kids. And it's like, as soon as one dies,
he's got to do a replacement.
He's got to get a new one. Like, they can't handle it. So outside of being, like, already, like, 60 or 70, I think most people will take a dog that lives longer.
Do people do that with parrots? right? So say your parrot dies. Do you feel the need to immediately replace that parrot? You're like, I'm good for a while.
No. No. You just kind of...
You almost went, why are they pets? Everyone's kind of like, I'd rather be shot than be snuggled.
Well, I told you my buddy, his parents got one as one of their friends had one.
Right.
And they kind of died unexpectedly, I guess, in like his 50s or whatever. So then they just had it. Now, that parrot has passed on.
How long did it live after they got it?
Oh, my God.
Man, I want to say another 15 or 20.
Jeez, man.
Good morning. Good morning.
The reason we ask, would you rather adopt a parrot or get shot in the calf? We go to Broward County, Florida. A convenience store clerk is facing an aggravated battery charge after deputies say he shot a customer at a gas station in Broward County. Broward Sheriff's Office deputies said the shooting happened at about 11:40 at night at the Valero, which is like a gas station outside of Fort Lauderdale. Deputy said the clerk, Abdullah Monther of Fort Pierce, got into an argument with the customer because he had a problem over the price of beer. Now, according to the arrest, when the customer threw an unknown small object at Monther, they think it was a small piece of paper.
Piece of
paper. Paper receipt.
All right.
The clerk took out a gun from under the counter and shot the man in the right calf muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Deputies then said the surveillance footage showed Monther take out his pistol, rack the slide, and fire it into the customer's right calf muscle while saying, you are a P.S. N-bomb, and then following him around with a gun.
Damn!
All right.
Wow.
That was you yelling outside the school?
So that's the getting shot in the calf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the parrot story. We go to Massachusetts, where a rated R parrot with a potty mouth that's up for adoption has gone viral, and dozens of people have applied to be the next Forever Home. Now, 2 months ago, Chantel Rogers, an assistant at Forever Paws Animal Shelter, said they received a blue and gold macaw. He was an owner surrendered through animal control. Not sure what the details were, blah, blah, blah. We think it was financial difficulties. The bird is believed to be about 30 years old, and it was with its previous owner for the last 20. Again, these things can live up to 100 years. Now, when the bird came in, the bird was almost half bald because he was being fed human cereal, white bread, animal crackers, what? Sunflower seeds. He's missing most of his feathers. He wasn't getting any of the minerals, vitamins, anything he needed.
You mean birds don't eat that? Huh.
Yeah. When he got there, the bird apparently was terrified, but started to finally come out of its shell. That's when the staff realized the bird had quite the vocabulary. It's a very quiet shelter. There was no one in the room with him. Everyone was up front, and we just started hearing him cussing up a storm. We're not sure if he was not getting the attention he wanted, and that was his way of asking for it. He started getting louder and saying more words and making more noises. The bird's name is Hendrix. That's when they learned that the bird is not only colorful, but has a very colorful mouth. Sometimes when you give him something, he'll say thank you. If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. He'll say good morning, baby. That's as far as the niceties go. The rest of it are slurs, cusses, things I cannot repeat on camera. We don't want to react because we don't want to encourage the behavior. But there are times we have to leave the room to laugh because it's just too crazy. Kind of like when a little kid does something they're not supposed to do, but it's funny. By the way, the bird's feathers are starting to grow in more. But here's what you need to know. The bird, okay, according to the site, this is where you go if you want to adopt this thing. If you adopt Hendrix, you're basically adopting Samuel L. Jackson. The language is not for the faint of heart. MF-er is one of his favorite things to say. He will call you an MF-er as soon as you walk into the room. He'll say, thank you, MF-er, when you give him snacks.
I respect that.
He will also tell you to shut the F up. He uses what the hell in correct context. The bird is rated R. When he says cracker, we're not sure if he's using it as an insult because he doesn't use it with our black caregivers. Only the white ones.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. He'll be all sweet and affectionate and then turn around and call you a cracker or an MF-er. No, we are not kidding. But we love him, and he does dance to music, so we forgive him. Hendrix will not come with his cage, so you have to have an appropriate cage set up for him. I will give you some food, snacks. The adoption fee is about $300. No apartments because he is loud and, again, explicit.
And racist.
No kids because he is loud and explicit. Also, we have been calling him a him because that's what the owner said, but we're not sure if he's actually a male or a female. The post, by the way, has garnered thousands of interactions and comments and has taken off. If you see the news story where they interview the people at the shelter, they beep that bird out no less than 7 times.
Yeah, of course.
Within a 60-second story. He is MFing all over the place. It's it's amazing.
And Kirk one kind of surprised me there.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, I'm sorry, what? So if I roll in there, Polly does not want to crack.
Correct. You are.
You guys roll in there and say, huh?
Cracker.
That is right.
Is she hungry or does she hate you?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go, I mean, with all the other curse words, I'm going to go with
that. I'm going with slur.
That's a slur.
Yeah. If she's not standing around black dudes, then like, oh, makes you wonder about the owner. Hello.
Does it?
No, actually.
I can guess they're not white.
It's also Massachusetts.
Yeah, depending where you are.
Yeah, you can ask anybody who played for the Celtics. They'll probably tell you some things.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Welcome to the program, the random would you rather question. Let's go with this one here. Would you rather get your boss's face tattooed on your back or your ex's face tattooed on your arm?
Wow. Oh, God. Well, considering no one ever sees my back, probably my boss if it's just temporary.
What's your boss's name?
No, it's not temporary.
No, it's a tattoo. What temporary tattoo do you got?
Well, okay. I'm saying my boss because she's not a narcissist like my exes are.
Okay.
So.
All right. So
I'm getting the boss. I'm going to have Castle on my back.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Well, who were we talking about the other day that had Jaden Smith, the guy from, was it?
Sal from Impractical Jokers.
From Impractical Jokers, yes. Castle's face on my back.
I think that'd be fun.
I think I want to get my ex on my arm.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'll just tell people it's like my mom or something.
Your mom looks awfully young.
Cool. Well, it was when she was young.
God. She looks like your ex-wife.
She's moved on now.
I don't know, man.
The second one.
Either one.
Which one is that?
It's interchangeable. Well, they look different now, but I mean.
Yeah, I'm taking the boss. At least there's some humor in that.
I'd make him do something funny. I don't know what it is.
Just his face.
Oh, it's just his face.
It's just his face. You have this shoulder blade to the bottom of your back. Castle's big, hairy
what if it's
ass
the worst,
face.
What if it's the worst boss you've ever had instead?
Oh.
And the worst girlfriend you've ever had instead. So not your ex.
You know what? I'm still gonna go with the boss because that way they're behind me.
I'm going with the ex in that case.
Really?
Well, the worst boss I ever had, I still hate with a passion. Like, this is a guy, we still have a rain check for me to beat his ass and he knows it. I seriously hate this man. Where the ex, it's like, look, I don't necessarily hate you. I don't want you on my arm, which is why you're not there, but I don't hate you. But the worst boss I've ever had, I hate this person, man. I hate them.
Well, you can do other tattoos around.
What about the person who fired you from the lifeguard job?
Yeah, I know. That's
See, I'm thinking, I don't even.
BKU?
The hell with that guy? I'm thinking about the manager from Burger King.
Yeah.
I don't, but the thing is like, I'm not even sure if I remember what he looks like. I remember him. I remember the things he said to me, but I was only there for 2 weeks. So, like, what does he look like now? I don't know. Is he still working at Burger King? Has he moved on?
You
know?
I'd probably be
working at Long John Silver's now.
I'd have her on my back, and then I would get some other tattoo around it that would just make fun of it.
I guess the only thing I could do is get like the red circle with the line going through it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the only X's thing I could
in the
do.
Eye sort of a thing.
And I would send him that picture like, hey, I got you tattooed on my body.
Okay.
You know, I'm not over it.
All right. So
yeah, I think I've taken the X.
The X?
Well, there's a lot of people with X's on there. You know what I mean?
They're names.
All right.
I don't know. It's like, nah, she passed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. She's dead. That's why I got the tattoo.
Because in theory, we're not going to run into her, probably.
No.
Probably.
And if you did, wouldn't that be cool? Look what I got done after you're gone.
After you broke up.
Well, then it's only...
We're never apart.
Now it's only weird when, like, your current girlfriend is like, isn't that her? And I'd be like, oh, my God!
She's alive! I did not
Why did
know.
They lie to me?
I never would have gotten this tattoo.
Somebody here says, I would go over my boss for sure. He looks like Mr. Spacely from the Jetsons.
All right, on the topic of exes. Would you rather spend 24 hours locked in an elevator with your ex or lick a stranger's armpits for 5 minutes?
I'll take the elevator.
24 hours locked in an elevator with your ex or 5 minutes licking a stranger's armpit?
Yeah, I'll take the X, too.
Because you also might have grudge sex.
Yeah.
Right. Look, there's no possibility that anything good is happening for me licking someone's armpit, right? But the X, we hate each other. I don't even know we hate each other, but like, hey, man, we're trapped in here. Let's revisit the good memories.
See, you know? I didn't have any ill will or any bad falling out with any of my exes. So it
but
was just,
do they
it was
feel that about thing. You? Like, you I might have so. That opinion.
But you said you ghosted that chick and she still is weird, or you unfollowed her on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah. So it's her. She's the one.
Is that the one?
It would be awkward for a little bit.
I don't know why you wouldn't have sex. You've already had sex.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, hey, we're bored.
When they get us out of there, it smells like butt.
I mean, you know what I got. I know what you got. Yeah. Who cares? What's a big deal? I mean, we got to do something. We rock, paper, scissors for a full day?
It'd be fine.
I don't want to talk the whole time to you.
24 hours is a long time, but just the idea of licking somebody's armpit.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
Straight.
Is it wintertime?
It can't be.
No, man. It's July 4th weekend. Right, at the gorge.
He's been grilling all day. And he hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes. Sundown, I mean, at the gorge.
What about just like 20 licks?
All right, 20 licks.
What's this, I'll take 20 licks.
20 licks.
But 5 minutes, I mean, Jesus. That's a long time to be licking anything.
Yeah, man.
Just licking that hairy carpet.
Yeah,
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK. Hey,
fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're on hold there for the random would you rather question, call back 206-803-ROCK as we reset the phone lines and they are rebooting as we speak. Now, I'm going to give you guys one of these stories. I was even just questioning whether I should pull it.
All right.
So at the end of this, all right, tell me if this is a dumb idea or not.
Okay.
Okay, so the random question is, would you rather puke on someone that you do not know?
Yes.
Or would you rather make someone you don't know cry?
Ooh.
Oh, puke on them.
Oh, make them cry.
Make them cry?
I'm torn.
Okay, you're puking all over them.
Sure.
You don't know them. Or you're making someone you don't know cry. And they're an adult.
I just feel like in enough sporting events, you could make somebody cry.
Yeah, fair enough.
Through taunts.
I'd have puke on someone.
Ugh.
I mean, look, neither one's awesome.
A puke, but see, to me, unless you're
that's an accident.
Highly intoxicated, puking is an accident. you don't mean to puke. And if you do,
but even if you, you do, certainly you can sell it as an accident. You can say, oh, man,
yes.
I'm so sorry. Even if my goal was to puke on the guy in front of
me. But it wasn't. You can't control that. You didn't go like, I'm going to go out tonight and puke on someone. It's either going to happen or it's not.
Stick my finger down my throat and blow chunks on something.
I don't think I can.
But I could. But I also know I could lie and say, I am so sorry. That my mistake, because who would do that? I think it's easier to lie in that case, like, obviously it was an accident. And they'd be like, yeah. Even if it wasn't.
Okay.
But if I make them cry, at no point can I say it was an accident. Because you can tell when something's tearing up, but I kept turning the knife, right? So,
well, you could just say one thing. I mean, it could be one thing. I mean, like, you know, if someone walked up to you and, God, you're ugly.
I can live with that.
You know, I could too.
Right.
Because like, it's factual. But, yeah, I mean, whatever it is. You know, whatever it is, you're going to make somebody cry. They're going to be really upset.
Yeah, I puke on them.
You're going to puke on them. I think I'm going to puke
on them.
They're
still going to be upset, but like I said, even if I did it on purpose, they're going to believe it was an accident. I just, and look, if I had to go home, my wife already has her arms folded. And she said, I heard you puked on someone. Well, she's mad at me for being hammered, not that I puked on someone. I come home, the wife's arms folded, like, you made a stranger cry. Like, yeah, this is a longer conversation.
Yeah.
I just feel like if my kids came home when they had to explain one of these two things to me, like the puke thing, I would have to bite back laughter. Like, hey, look, man, you understand why they were upset, right? You turned your head or something. But it's like, wait a minute. You made a stranger cry. Why? It's just a different conversation.
Yeah. You're cheering for the wrong team.
Okay, so the reason we asked, would you rather puke on someone you don't know or make someone you don't know cry? We'll start with the puke. They say we all have our pet peeves when it comes to flying, but one passenger on an air flight would have been thanking his lucky stars for not dodging this. A guy sitting behind this person got up and vomited on him moments before they were due to take off on a 13-hour flight from Taiwan to Austria. Footage taken inside the cabin, May 25th, shows the culprit looking worse for wear while still leaning on the seat in front as crew members surround him. One can be seen trying to lift him up from his seat while colleagues remove his rucksack. Other passengers reported spotting an empty bottle of whiskey.
Oh, wow.
The cabin door was closed, then that person started vomiting. There was an older man on his right, and when he saw him vomiting, he immediately stood up. The flight attendants later helped move the older man's seat, but the whole row was then blocked off, and no one could sit there. Staff made the man disembark so they could clean the seat. The flight was able to depart, but only after a delay of about a half an hour after they cleaned up all the puke.
That's not a bad delay, all things considered.
The witness recalled it smelled heavily of ginger duck with lots of alcohol.
I love that. Ginger duck.
Flight was from Taiwan to Austria.
Yeah, and actually it sounded good. Both of those things sound good, just not in that particular combination.
The guy that he was flying with was not asked to get off, only the guy that was removed.
Yeah, but hey, man, that's my buddy's problem.
Okay. Now, here's the story I was questioning whether this was not just appropriate, but just the tone of it. You know what I mean? We're trying to keep it happy in here if we can, especially on a Who Sucks Less Day. But announcers speculated that Arizona Diamondbacks second baseman Ketel Marte.
Yeah.
Do you know the story, Ted?
I do not.
Oh, you haven't heard this?
No.
This is rough, man. Mm.
This is bad. He was seen openly crying on the field in Chicago during a game against the White Sox on Tuesday.
And he doesn't even play for the White Sox.
He plays for the Arizona Diamondbacks. A fan had shouted something at him when he was at bat in the top of the seventh inning. And the manager, Tori Lavulo, is receiving praise for his heartfelt response. He told reporters he heard what the fan said, which he would not repeat in the interview, while looking directly at Marte. The player then put his head down, and I can tell it had an immediate impact. I could see he lost it. He was crying. He's gone through some really, really tough moments. I saw him hurting, and I wanted to protect him. The guy said something about his mother who died in a car accident in 2017. The coach says that guy's an idiot. They kicked the guy out of the game in Chicago.
Good.
White Sox did win, 4-1. Marte did get a first inning solo home run for the Diamondbacks. So he counted for the one run.
Yeah.
But still. I mean, if you watch the video of this,
it's horrible.
It's gut-wrenching. You're just like, you cannot. I mean, it's like, it's immediate. This guy just absolutely folds.
Random, and I loved that guy when he played for us, too. So it hurt me that
no,
dad,
it sucked.
Dad.
I mean, look, sports don't make it personal. You cannot be that stupid.
You're a fan, man.
And, you know, there's one of two ways this works. You get a guy like that, you know, who's going to be sensitive to it and cry, or you're going to get the guy who's also sensitive to it, takes the bat,
nice,
runs up there in the stands and brains your ass, man.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm also worried about, somebody puking on somebody. To me, both these scenarios can only happen at a sporting event.
Generally speaking, yeah. In fact, the last time I saw someone puke on someone was a Seahawks game.
Seahawks game.
Yeah.
That's the last big fight. No one cried, but the last big fight I saw years ago, we're at a Ravens game. The Ravens are playing the Giants, and the Ravens are killing the Giants. And there are two Giants fans in our section. They are obviously from New York, so they're very verbose, right? So you just, and they're getting hammered. So we're waiting. There may be five or six rows in front of me. And so they're chirping the guys around, typical kind of football game thing. But as they drink more beer, they're saying more stuff. Well, this big brawl breaks out. Is between the two Giants fans.
Oh.
And now I see all these Ravens fans are pulling them apart. And so Ravens fans are telling these two Giants, they're the only two guys in the section, and they're fighting each other. I think they came together. I don't know. But the fists are flying, man. I mean, they're like throwing haymakers, and show these guys in purple jerseys, pulling them apart, going like, hey, dude, fight us. Like, if you're mad at somebody, you're surrounded by 70,000 people, right? But the person, and that's what we were all saying, like, why are you fighting each other? Like, that was the grief we're giving them. You're both Giants fans. You're wearing your Giants club. Why are you fighting each other? Why are we breaking up your fight? This makes no sense.
I saw a fight in a Thursday night game in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field where I thought for a moment it was two Steeler fans going at each other.
All right.
It was, in fact, a Steeler fan in a black jersey and a Ravens fan wearing their black jersey.
Okay.
But you could not see that at the time because they kind of had their jerseys pulling and stuff like that. This fight, people are clearing out. Most of the time you see, these guys are big. Most of the time you see guys trying to help. People are scattering.
When you're that big,
it's opening up. It is also about 20 rows behind the Steelers bench.
Okay.
The game is going on. The play is over. If you looked to the Steelers sidelines, everybody in that stadium is standing up watching this fight. All right? It's like it was the main event.
Yeah.
The Steeler bench is entirely turned around. Tomlin's turned around. Everybody's turned around watching these two guys go at it. So we're all standing up. They don't put it on the video screen or anything
obviously,
like that.
Obviously, right.
The referee calls a timeout.
Because no one's paying attention to the game?
Basically just to get this crap over with so that they can resume play. I've never seen a football game stop because of a fight in the stands before. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen. And eventually, the security with two guys came from each side to pull these guys apart, like two guys on each one.
Yeah.
And they finally pulled these guys out. People are clapping, man, and cheering and stuff like that. And they both, like, the thing I do remember about that, they shook hands, and then they got pulled
at the apart. End of their fight, they shook hands.
They shook hands.
Hmm. At that point, if I'm security, I'm like, all right, just have your seat.
Yeah, I've never seen a stoppage of play by a fight in the stands before.
I'm going to ask my brother about that.
Because I was like,
how many times is that? Because I don't know if they announced it on TV.
We won, the game was, we won like 9-6 against the Steelers.
Typical boring ass game.
Right? Oh God almighty, I guess it was.
The Roethlisberger still?
It was definitely Flacco. So
and then, probably so Roethlisberger.
It must have been. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
I'll text my brother because I went with him, my sister.
Been a hot minute. Hello,
it was a boring ass game.
You said Flacco. Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola,
Blake. Welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, Blake, you get to stay at one of two hotels. Would you rather stay at the one with rodents and mold, or the hotel that has bed bugs in it?
Ooh, that's a rough one, because rodents and mold, I mean, you're breathing in the mold and you're breathing in the droppings, but the bed bugs you could bring home, so.
Right. Well, the rodents also got that stuff that, like, killed Gene Hackman's wife.
Yeah.
That's kind of taken over. There have been more reported cases of this. Yes.
Right.
I feel like you could deal with the rodents, like get them out of there, and then, you know, you're just dealing with the mold, which molds everywhere, so I would take that option.
Also, you got to remember, man, rodents are typically more nocturnal than not, so they're going to come out when you're asleep.
I'm taking rodents every day of the week, man.
Over the bed bugs.
Yeah, I mean, look.
The bed bugs are just going to bite you, and that's the end of it.
I know, but you also, like he said, I bring them home, and it's like getting crabs.
That's the issue.
But here's the difference. I've been broke. I have lived with rats. I have lived with mice. I mean, they're in your home. They run over you in your sleep. And in the end, it's not that I didn't care, but financially speaking, there's nothing I can do, and therefore I don't care. It's just part of your ecosystem, right? It sucks, but it is what it is. But if you said, I don't care how broke I was, you got bed bugs. Now I have an entirely different issue. Yeah, I'll take rodents and mold. Okay. The mold is kind of a thing, but...
Right, the real issue, everybody's saying, is just those bed bugs are going to come home with you.
Right, and that's the whole thing. If I have to deal with something, I just want to deal with it at the hotel and then be done when I check out.
Mm. And I feel like it's a good time to talk about waking up in Frederick, Maryland once. And my dad, who was bald, there's just ants all over. And, you couldn't see him when we went to bed. Right, it was to his defense, it was one of those weekends where you know what, I can tell you, it was Memorial Day weekend.
All right.
And for some reason, my sister and mom were doing something, my brother was probably, he's not probably 11 or 12.
All right, so he's 18, 19.
Right, so he's doing something. So my dad's just like, hey, we'll drive up to Frederick, we'll watch a minor league game, we'll stay in a hotel, it's got a pool. I mean, I still love hotels with pools.
Yes.
So I'm like, this is great, right? Now, as an adult, it's a cheap motel.
Yeah,
and then I just remember him waking up screaming, and there was ants all over him, yeah. And they're all over the bed, you know. But when you're a kid, I don't know how to explain it.
Did you laugh?
No, because I was so, you know how kids just sleep like rocks. So it took me a while. I think he was trying to wake me up for a while before I realized what's happening. And he's like, "We gotta get out of here." Yeah, and then unfortunately, the only thing they could really do is we'll give you a different room.
When we were
different ants.
We were in Baltimore. The Dominican Republic was starting to be an up and coming destination.
Yeah,
2.5 hour flight, easy to get there. It's kind of like how when Costa Rica just popped up.
Sure.
So everything was cheap. You could go down there all inclusive and stay for nothing. The flights were cheap out of Baltimore. The wife and I at the time, or girlfriend at the time, were like, we're going down to the Dominican Republic. My girlfriend / wife, she cannot tolerate any crap in a hotel room. She will change rooms, even if you unpack completely, right? I mean, if she sees a spider in the shower.
How did you make this discovery?
You need to evacuate the room, right? That kind of a thing. You can't just get it out of the room. So we walk in the hotel room, and the double doors are open. We're on a ground floor unit.
All right.
At the hotel. It's beautiful. There's a patio out there. There's chairs. It's not like it's a bad thing to be on the ground floor. Then there's a little bit of grass, and it takes you to you can walk down to the pool. I'm like, this is awesome. Now, whoever made the room did one of those towel swans.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk in, you go ooh, origami towel swan.
Yeah.
So that's on the bed. There's this huge bouquet of flowers as well on the bed, all native to the area. You could see the flowers when you walked into the
Sounds
bed.
Lovely.
It was lovely. A couple pieces of chocolate on the bed.
All right.
Damn, I've never seen this. This is cool. She goes in the bathroom. I got to move the flowers. And I can't, 50 bugs shoot out of me. I mean, in different directions. Big ones, centipede-looking things, under the pillows. Under the, I'm like, oh, no. Because I know if she sees any of this, we're going to have to go and switch rooms. And I'm like, I am not doing this again.
Right.
I've done this before. I'm not doing this. So I'm just swiping bugs off the bed. I'm trying to step on as many as I can. I go in there, get a tissue, and come back out, start wiping the tile.
How many did you just kick under the mattress?
I probably killed about 20 bugs. And I know there's at least 30, 40. I mean, they were just scattered. As soon as I picked up the flower bouquet, I was like, oh, no. Yeah.
God, I
threw away the chocolate because I had a feeling that might have gotten in there. Yeah. I was like, nah, I ain't going to do that. A couple crawled into the origami swan tile. So I had to shake that thing out outside. Bugs are flying. I'm like, damn. But I never saw any after that.
I only remember staying in one hotel room, right? It's like people know the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
So there's different towns on the Jersey Shore, right? Seaside is, was it Wildwood? One of them. I think it's Wildwood. So anyhow, there's a town right above it where my dad's mom, grandma, had stayed for years.
All right.
We go up there, and I mean... I don't know what grandma was doing staying in this motel. I mean, just beyond gross and everything. Let's be honest, we used to stay at some cheap places. That is the only time I remember, even my dad being like, no.
Really?
We are getting the hell out of here. I mean, we were there for, it seemed like maybe 2 hours.
And that was it?
That was it. And then we got in the car, drove down to Wildwood. And again, wasn't a nice place we stayed. It just, I don't know. I don't know what. There had to be bugs or something was in that hotel room that they didn't tell us. They wanted us to freak out.
I think the worst I had, man, it wasn't even bugs. And the hotel room itself was reasonably nice. I just wanted to take a shower. This was in Florida. I pull back the shower curtain. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So my wife's like, what? She thinks it's bugs. And I point, there's like six geckos in there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird. They're all alive. You know,
yeah, they scattered pretty fast, though.
Well, they couldn't get out of the tub was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's
why. So you got to pick them up.
They couldn't even quite stick. Oh, she just rounded them up, basically opened a third story window, threw them out without looking. But I'm like, did you just throw the goddamn geckos out of the window? She's like, yeah, what'd you want me to do?
Oh, that same like, hotel. Right. I walked, I had the window, the slider open all the time, but I had the screen door closed. I woke up one morning to the sound. I'm like, what is that sound? That's crazy. So I get up, I look out. There's two iguanas just going to town on each other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're
wrestling or?
No, they're making babies. I mean, I was hearing the sounds of iguana pleasure. That's what woke me up. I was
the
like,
sounds, that's the worst selling soundtrack everywhere.
It's kind of like, it looks like they're pissed off at each other, but they're really just doing it. So kind of like married people.
What does an iguana do to look happy?
They just look like they're being a little bit more aggressive. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's how they like it.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's a thin line between aggression and sex sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know that I remember smiling during sex.
But the sounds are definitely part of it. Right? Like the sounds somebody might make when they're fighting somebody else are
a little different.
Right. They're guttural sounds.
Well, the woman or
the female.
The person on bottom was slapping her tail against the tile the whole time. Like she was like,
that's good. That's a good sign in iguana.
Like yeah. I was like, all right. Got a rhythm.
Do it to the beat.
Reese, we asked you, you could stay in two hotels. Would you rather stay in the one with rodents or mold or the one with bed bugs? Yosemite National Park's iconic hotels and lodges are now under fire as their hotels had mold, rotting decks, rodent infestations, all while guests were staying there. In 2023, the company received a marginal rating. Chemical spills, viral outbreak, bed bugs, food storage issues in its properties, rodent intrusions and droppings, basic cleanliness issues, food stored at wrong temperatures, high ambient heat in the kitchen and dining areas. It goes on and on. Rodent infestations were a repeat issue. Inspectors also discovered more serious unreported health hazards. Refrigeration units running too warm for safe food. Things that would really make you sick.
Yeah.
Mushrooms were discovered growing in the ice machine.
I want you to think about that for a second. I mean, there's a lot of things I can forgive, man, but like, hey, bro, there's mushrooms in the ice machine. Like, come on, man. Growing in the ice machine.
Then they go on to say that in New York City, how many? A handful of hotels.
Handful.
Well, more than a handful. Allegedly have some of the worst bed bugs in the United States of America. So they urge anybody basically staying in any hotel in New York to check your bed.
And the closer you are to Times Square, the more important it is you check. That's how they put it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Nearly every hotel in New York City has been affected by bed bugs at some point since the 1990s. They say the same thing about Vegas.
Oh, really?
And the fact that Vegas does not, they don't report these issues.
They just underreport to.
Well, they might close a floor.
Okay.
You don't know that. Until they get that resolved, and then they'll open that floor back.
That's smarter.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Alex, welcome to the program. The random would you rather question. Alex, would you rather take a break from sex for a month or your favorite hobby for a month?
That's not even a tough one, man. I'd be out there fishing. I can do sex. No sex for a month.
Okay.
That's just my life, man.
Have you been catching fish?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get that fish smell on my hands one way or another. And nature gives it to me more than my wife.
What are you fishing for?
I like fly fishing. I like rainbow trout. My favorite.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
What's the size limit on that? 13 inches?
The size limit?
The size minimum.
Is there a limit on a trout? Yeah, minimum.
Yeah, I catch and release. I never keep anything. I just catch and release. So, you know, sometimes I'll fish a little brook and catch like a 6-incher. Other times, bigger river, you get like 12, 14, 17.
God, that's
I never keep them.
Yeah, that's terrible. Those little tiny ones, they are so tasty.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we would go stream fishing with really tiny little hooks when we were camping and hiking. And those ones up the stream, all the way to the top, they're beautifully colored, and they are delicious.
What animal tastes better old?
Well,
that's all I'm saying, right?
But those little brook trout that are up on top, man, they are so... You put like five or six of them in a pan. You don't have to skin them. You just gut them. You fry them up, and it's just like a really...
crisp little delicious fish.
I think you got to go hobbies. Giving up sex is easy. Not easy, but yeah, we've all done
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it happens.
It's involuntary.
Yeah. 25% of Americans say they want a break from sex.
Oh, they can go to hell.
They want a break
from... break from sex.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Jeez.
That's what the survey said. Okay, Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30, and your email's on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.